I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And well, here's what we've got tonight. It's a lot. Biden's friends looting the Treasury. Why the dumbest people in the world lead our country. 1,500 troops to the border. Jill Biden helped Joe decide to run for president. How nice of her. The United States Navy's using drag queens now to recruit. That's going well. The electric grid, why we don't think about it and we should more. The banking system, they say it's safe, so we know it's not. All that, emails, and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And I should let you know my soundboard thing where I have all, you know, the and we have the, you know,
my focus is in just stay focused
in this and so much more on the soundbar. Well, thank you for all the listeners and new listeners, because now they just randomly buy me new nice stuff. The suits do, and they got me a brand new soundbar. And Chris is really nervous because there are a lot of buttons on here that I want to press, and he doesn't want me to press any of them. He's already told me it's a touch screen, and you shouldn't press this, and don't press that. I'm pressing all of them tonight. I want to see what this bad boy can do. I got to take her for a spin, Chris. Before we get to that, I want to get to this. And I'll just hang with me. I'm going this way for a reason. Just hang with me. I have this email. Devil Dog. I am a 14-year-old member of the most outstanding youth organization on the planet, the Young Marines. I was recently reminded of the time just 4 years ago when I was a small private with an ambitious gung-ho attitude, marching in the Navajo Code Talker Day Parade in Window Rock, Arizona. Long story short, a brief time later, my dad was diagnosed with cancer, COVID came, and he passed away shortly thereafter. I have since lost much of that enthusiasm I once had. My question is, how do I find the motivation to keep going when things get tough? How do I convince myself that it is worth sticking with the program? Thank you for taking on the role that Rush once embodied and filling a small part in the void my father left. You can say my name. His name is Lance Corporal Colton, Semper Fi. I read this because I have days, you have days, where it doesn't seem worth it, right? Where we lose our motivation, whatever our circumstances, whether we are a brave 14-year-old boy struggling in a world without his dad, or whether you're a housewife, lawyer, but whatever you do, we all have days where we wake up and look around and just think to ourselves, screw it, I quit. I'm done. I'm going to play something for you right now. And I want you to listen closely. Because what you're about to hear is the audio of a mother who has horrifically abused her child. Her child will undoubtedly have their life ruined by their mother. And I'm going to play this for you, and I want you to listen closely. Because this is the sound of evil, and this is what's all around us. And because these people cannot be allowed to win under any circumstances, that's why we don't stop. You never, ever, ever stop. Because if you stop, this person wins.
And then I was Christmas shopping for them. They were 18 months old, and I bought one of those toy tool benches, and I was making the joke, that well when one of them comes to me and says they're a man when they're 18. I can't say I didn't see it coming, just because they kind of did draw to boy toys. And I was just making a joke. But I am so glad I said it out loud, because I have that in my mind now, that at 18 months old, something somewhere was telling me what he knew all along. When he could start talking, he articulated to me that he was a boy. Mommy, I'm a boy. Mommy, I'm a boy. And both of my kids did mommy, I'm a puppy, all that. It was very different. And we drug our feet on it, because what? You know, it's normal to not understand that, obviously. So we saw therapists and we saw doctors, and ultimately we came to know what he has known all along, which is that he really is a boy. He really is. And I will be starting gender affirming care for him. He's been seeing doctors for years, and it is a very long process. They are very thorough.
And so I'm going to interrupt you just for a second. I'm going to give you a few extra seconds to prove that you can have it up.
Aren't they cute though? Okay. So now that.
Okay. That's an adorable baby girl. And because we have such a sick, sick nation right now, we have a severe, we have a disease that is deadly. That adorable baby girl, instead of being raised by a wonderful, loving mother, taught to be a wonderful woman, caring woman, hardworking, instead of being, you know, instead of just being loved on, hey, treated like a little princess, like every little girl should be. Instead, that baby girl has been dragged by her mother into psychiatrist offices, doctor's offices. She's very soon going to begin a chemical process that is horrific for her body. They're going to start injecting her with things that are going to start ruining her badly. And then at the earliest available age, that girl's mother will take her in to see a doctor, where the doctor will begin mutilating her medically. And once he's done mutilating that baby girl, she will live the rest of her probably very short life in misery, on various medications for her mental problems. And all this was done to that child by a mother who should have loved her, by a psychiatrist who should have stopped it, by a doctor who should refuse to do such horrific things to people. So, look, you're 14, you lost your father. It's about as horrible as it could get, brother. I get it. And everyone else out there, whatever your circumstances are, when you have days you want to quit and you're losing motivation, here's your motivation. We are facing right now the most evil movement that has ever walked the planet. It wasn't the Mongols, wasn't the Nazis. The people right now, they are more evil than you can possibly comprehend. They will kill everything. They will mutilate more children than you can possibly imagine. They've announced their intention to depopulate the earth by billions. These people will kill billions, more than Mao could have ever dreamed of. And once they're done with all the tranny obsession now, as we've explained several times on the show, they're going to move on to pedophilia, promoting it, openly promoting it in this nation. So when I hear from a 14-year-old young man who's very clearly a squared-away young man who's going through some crap without dad, that's as tough as it gets, you know what I see? I see somebody we need. It's not an option. I'm sorry. You don't have an option to quit. You have to keep fighting. We don't have enough good people left for the good people we have to quit. So the good people we do have left, you gotta keep going. Whether you're 14 or 84, there ain't no checking out, ain't no driving a car off a bridge, ain't no quitting the whole thing, because we're not handing the country over to these demons. We are not going to just hand America over to the most despicable, evil people who've walked the planet. This isn't even a human being. This is a demon, and we don't hand countries over to demons.
And then I was Christmas shopping for them. They were 18 months old, and I bought one of those toy...
She's going to chop the breasts off her daughter as soon as she gets the chance to. Ruin the rest of her life. Should we just quit? Or should we fight against that until the day the good Lord calls us home? I know what I'm voting for. How about you? All right. I just wanted to get that out of the way because we do have to understand what we're up against here. Let's address the 1,500 troops going to the border. Sky is green. And before we get to any of that, I want to make sure I get to this. It's well known the crime problem caused by George Soros DAs. Everyone knows about this. This is not just the New York City thing. New York City gets all the attention for it now because their DA went ahead and indicted Donald Trump. But this is a problem in Philly. It's a problem in LA. It's a problem in everywhere. And because of these Soros-funded DAs, violent criminals are going free. Rapists, car thieves. Remember, we joked yesterday, New York's handing out Apple Air tags for people's cars now. It's just the craziest thing. Now, we're not going to stop the car thieves, but you can track it as he drives around the Bronx. Murderers, the works. So with that, I thought, I know it may sound a little different, but I thought it would be important to bring to attention the guy they're after right now. Because like I just brought up New York City, you know all those murderers and rapists who are going free. Well, the NYPD, they've been given instructions that there's persona non grata out there. Public enemy number one. You want to hear about him? I'll tell you in a moment.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Shout out today to Joe Biden and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They got together today and it went pretty well.
And the cheer. We cheer for Muslim athletes like Kareem Abdul.
All right, we'll get to the border and stuff like that here in just a moment. But I wanted to make sure we address this right off the bat. Remember, we're in a time where cities are ravaged by crime, violent criminals everywhere. What are we going to do? Well, we have to focus on the big deals, right? We have to focus. We have to focus.
But my focus is just stay focused.
So like the story we read yesterday about the Bronx and the rapists and the murderers out running around. Why aren't these guys behind bars? Well, that's because they're not after those guys. There's a new criminal out there. A dastardly evil person. He has committed the most despicable act of crime one can possibly commit in this nation. And the NYPD put out a statement today. They're after him. What did he do? NYPD searches for a man accused of defecating on a pride flag. Apparently he pooped on one and then wiped his butt with another one. And look, that doesn't fly in this country. You're not going to get away with just dumping on one of the treasured symbols of our national religion. We have a religion in this nation of the U.S. of gay. And you're not allowed to just dump all over that. Hey, he really did dump all over that. What, Chris? Is that too on the nose? But you're not allowed to do that. Here in the U.S. of gay, if you hurt any of our religious items, we will send the cops after you. And they said, look, this guy's an idiot. He should have already known the nation he lives in because it says right here in the article, in February, a woman was charged with multiple hate crimes after she lit one on fire. So you can murder people and they'll turn you loose, but gosh, you poop on one of these things or light it on fire, the cops are coming for you. So let that be a message to all you future criminals out there. Don't you dare dump on our national religion. All right? We will send law enforcement after you. Now, let's get to the border. Because obviously the Biden administration is in the news for lying. They're considering sending 1,500 troops to the border. Now let's pause on something really quick. That's purely a political move. 1,500 troops does absolutely nothing. And as long as the policy is allow everyone in who shows up, then it doesn't matter if you put 15 million troops on the border. You have the exact same problem. Are you sending the troops down there with the authority to shoot anyone who crosses the border? If the answer to that question is no, then they're not down there to do anything at all. That's the bottom line. Are you shooting and immediately or deporting anyone immediately when they get to the border? And that's clearly not our policy. It would never be our policy in this nation. So the troops don't do any good. Now, that said, there is a nice little sky is green moment. And the sky is green moment is this. As we speak in this nation, there is an illegal immigrant on the loose, possibly here in Texas. He murdered a bunch of people. He's on the loose. They don't know where he is. You don't know about that because you haven't heard about that, because the media won't report that. The only illegal immigrant stories you get from the media are stories like this from Eric Adams.
You know, the city is being destroyed by the migrant crisis, and none of my folks came to Washington, D.C. to fight for the resources that's going to
undermine. Destroyed by the migrant crisis. I can't get all there. I got the stop button to work, Chris. The stop button wasn't... Anyway, destroyed by the migrant crisis. You don't hear about that because everything you see is a lie. Everything these people tell us is manipulated. This was Corinne Diversity Hire. This is quite a whopper.
When it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%. And that's because of this the actions that this president has taken.
What? Peter Ducey, to his credit, challenged her on it. And she, of course, didn't like it because the system, they need to lie.
I said yesterday that when it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%. Where did that number come from?
It was, I was speaking.
CDP is telling us the number is.
I hear you. I'm about to answer.
136,000 people more.
I'm about to answer you. If the dramatics could come down just a little bit.
What's dramatic about asking a question about?
Okay, I'm going to answer. So I was speaking to the parolee program. As you know, the president put in place a parolee program to deal with certain countries on ways that we can limit illegal migration. And we have seen, the data has shown us, that it has gone down by more than 90%. That was what I was speaking
to.
No, we're going to go. We're going to move. Go ahead. We're moving, Peter. Let's go.
So you never hear about illegal immigration unless Eric Adams is whining about 50 more illegal immigrants rolling into New York City. You don't ever hear about what it's like for the cities that are actually on the border.
It's difficult to describe, Jim, with words, so I want to walk so you can walk with me and just see the magnitude of the number of individuals who are around this church here, just streets from downtown El Paso. A lot of these individuals you'll see are males, adult males. A lot of the women with children are actually in shelters, in a network of shelters throughout El Paso. As you mentioned, the city of El Paso under a state of emergency. They declared a disaster because of the influx, because they know.
El Paso has thousands. New York gets 50, and this is what you get.
You know, the city is being destroyed by the migrant crisis.
We have nothing but a system of lies out there. Lies and morons. We can't forget the morons. We're a nation completely run by morons now. Would you like the latest and greatest in the morons who run this country? Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Feeling a little stalky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you can email the show whatever you want, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All those can get emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, we live in a country, obviously, you know, late stage republic. We talk about it a lot. And there are so many bad parts of that. But maybe the worst, maybe the most damaging part is complete and utter morons occupy critical positions of power. And it's wild. Like, you know, look back historically at nations that got to this point and how fast it undid the nation. And here's what I mean. You'd have some, just pick your empire, pick your historical empire. And when they started to crumble at the end and the elites realized it's just looting the treasury time, what they would do is instead of ever seeking out an accomplished person, an intelligent person, a capable person for critical roles, all the roles just get handed out to their friends and family members. So you have this critical province that it's half your economy. It's a province, and the whoever's going to be governor of that province, it is so important to your nation. But instead of putting any thought into it at all, because you don't care about your nation doesn't cross your mind. That's just like our leaders. You just say, well, no, I'll give it to my brother. Yeah, my brother will be in charge. I mean, I know he's an idiot, but think how much more money we'll all get to make if I just hand that to my brother. Then he can loot the treasury even more from over there. When you have a nation without patriots leading it, you will eventually have a nation with morons leading it. That's how it goes. I'm going to play for you something right now. The Interior Secretary's name is Deb Haaland. She was questioned today by Josh Hawley. But before I play this for you, I want you to hear me out, and I want you to hear me well. The Department of the Interior, you know, that's in charge of all the natural resources. Do you have any idea how many employees the Department of the Interior has? 70,000. So Deb Haaland, she's the Interior Secretary. She is the president and CEO of a 70,000 person corporation, multi-billion dollar corporation. That's what she is. Think about what that CEO would be in the private sector of a normal nation. Think how many years you'd have to grind. Think of the capabilities you would have to show to finally achieve the tippy top of being in charge of 70,000 people. This is your Interior Secretary.
The Biden administration has imposed, including now for our military, the metals needed to make the lithium ion batteries in those vehicles are, of course, lithium, nickel, graphite, and cobalt. Now, can you tell me what nation is the largest producer of refined lithium in the world?
No, I can't.
It's China. Can you tell me which nation is the largest producer of refined cobalt in the world?
No, Senator.
It's China. Do you know what nation is the largest exporter of natural graphite to the United States globally?
No, Senator.
It's China.
Okay.
So in all of these instances, these mandates, your decision to trade off our energy security in favor of a radical climate change agenda is making us more and more dependent on China. And at the same time, you are denying mining, blocking permits for mines in this country that would allow us to develop nickel and copper and cobalt. Why?
Senator, are you referring to the Boundary Waters?
I'm referring to the Twin Metals mine in Minnesota. I think that Senator Barroso was just asking about it.
Yes, near the Boundary Waters, which is an iconic place and, of course, a very valuable ecological
system. Yeah, you get the idea.
You get the idea.
She has no idea about anything. That's the CEO of Starbucks not knowing what a coffee maker looks like. That's what that is. That human being is in charge of America's natural resources, the Interior Secretary, and she doesn't even know basics that you or I could find out in 5 minutes, maybe less than that, with an internet search. The basic basics she doesn't know. That is why you know we're in a late stage republic. Now, it's not exactly new. I don't want to act like it's new that people hand out government jobs to their friends and their supporters. That's something that's been going on forever in the history of politics. But it has been pretty much universally known. It has to be someone I know, but it has to be someone kind of capable, a little bit capable, maybe can pretend that they're capable. Maybe they've even worked in the field before, but now that the system has completed its takeover of all institutions and they don't have to worry about any actual attacks from things like the media because we don't have one, now you have a nation where the Interior Secretary knows nothing about the natural resources she's been put in charge of. How about that? That's something in there. All right, enough. Let's get to some emails. So these two go together. Jesse, I'm a female high school athlete. I'm looking for a bit of clarification on an issue. At my last track meet, I came in second to a trans athlete in the women's pole vault. I was confused because I thought this was illegal in the state of Missouri. I do live in St. Louis, though, and maybe there's some new legislation I don't know about. I have decided not to protest because this athlete's not in my district and won't impede my chances of going to state. Is there any hope for women's sports in the future? Thanks for reading my email. Please don't use my name, and of course I will not. And then I got this email. Jesse, so isn't there a simple solution that women should refuse to race if a man is in it? That would solve everything. This is a very, very difficult issue to tackle, but tackle it we're going to because we must. How much of the clown show do you go along with in order to continue living your life? And let me clarify something. Actually, you know what? Let me make this about me. We'll come back to women's sports here in a moment. Let me make this about me. I love what I do. I know it's not an important job, but I enjoy doing radio and TV. I've had real jobs my whole life. So now I get to screw off for a living. I love what I do. And more than that, I'll be honest with you. We love that we make an impact, a positive impact. We believe in the message. We believe in this country. We believe in our values, your values. And it blesses us to no end when we can bless others. We believe in this all the way. And so I don't want to do anything else. I want to keep doing this, and I want as many people to hear it and see it as humanly possible. That said, how much of the gigantic corporate world, not just media, but we'll focus on media in a moment, how much of the media corporate world is owned and run by these big evil corporations out there? They're all over the place. The CNNs of the world. How much of, someone's asked me before, would you ever take a job doing TV for CNN? And look, I love working for the First TV. I don't want a job at CNN, but it's a good hypothetical question. What if I was offered a whole bunch of money, a whole pile of money, enough to go to Red Lobster every day to go work at CNN? What's the right move there? This is going to come back to women in sports. What's the right move there? Should I go support CNN? Because that's what it would be. Should I go increase CNN's ratings? Bring more viewers to CNN? A despicable organization like that? Why should I go help them out? Isn't that selling out? But the alternate view of that is, don't you want the message that you believe in to go out to as many people as humanly possible? That's the alternate to that. That's the struggle that I imagine me and Chris and Michael will discuss extensively as we navigate this world of ours. That's the struggle. That's the question. So back to these female athletes. What should they do? What's the right thing? Let's tackle this freaking bear in just a moment. Before we tackle that bear, let's tackle your food supplies. Because I'm looking right here at a headline saying we're going to shed 14 million jobs by 2027. Bank closures everywhere. You think it's a good time to have an emergency three-month food kit just in case something terrible happens? How about now's the perfect time? Because once it's too late, it's too late. What does that look like? What does our future look like? I don't know. Is it a depression? Is it a world war? Is it both? Is it attacks from within? Are we already experiencing attacks from within? I don't know. But I know this. If everything goes to crap around me, my family's going to eat for 3 months because we all have three-month food kits from My Patriot Supply. And right now, you get a bonus package of Crucial Survivor gear worth over $200 free when you go get a My Patriot Supply kit. MyPatriotSupply.com. Everyone in your home needs one. Go now.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday.
I am a little bit worried about the banking system and the electrical grid and some other things. So we got a lot of stuff to get to. We're going to get to a ton of emails tonight, but I wanted to address this because we got this email in from a female athlete, high school athlete, who just lost to a tranny. And then some other guy writes in and says, why don't the women refuse to compete? So let me just lay it out there.
Ideally, for a nation, you would be a nation led by strong, smart men. And men would never have allowed such insanity to go through. Men in this country, they gave up their leadership roles decades ago to women. We are now a nation completely feminized and run by women. That makes everyone more miserable. It makes the men more miserable. The women are more miserable. There's a reason the happiness numbers have been going off the cliff since all this feminism stuff came around. Everyone's more miserable because of it. Okay. Well, all right. That's the history of it. Let's deal now with the reality of it. On an individual level, this female high school athlete, whose name I'm obviously withholding because for obvious reasons. Here's the truth of it, ladies. I am sorry that this is the case. I wish it wasn't the case, but this is the case. If you want your sports, your bathrooms, your sororities, if you want your women-only spaces that should be only for women, if you want them to remain that way, if you don't want some tranny nutball helicoptering his way across the pool, if you don't want some tranny competing with you in the female pole vault where he has two poles and you only have one, if that doesn't sound like a future you want, then the only way this will stop is if you stop it. And I'm sorry, because that's a bunch of crap. That should not be the case. The men of a society in this society should have stopped this stuff long ago. But since the women now run the country, ladies, you're going to have to do some things you shouldn't have to do. So female athletes, you will have no more female sports, at least not without a dude in the locker room swinging around, unless you start boycotting events, unless you stop competing. And the hardest part about that is you're talking to some young lady right there. I'm talking to some young lady. She said in the email, she's got a chance to go to state in Missouri, and that's so freaking cool, and you've busted your butt for that, and it's so unfair. What I just said, I'm telling you right now, I know it is. What I just said is so unfair. It is so unjust that you have busted your butt at whatever your sport at pole vault. You've busted your butt your whole life to be so accomplished that you have a chance to go to state, and now you have to potentially screw all that up because there's a bunch of dudes competing in your sport. I am sorry that that is your lot in life. Nevertheless, that's your lot in life. Those female swimmers on Penn, when that dude was swimming across the pool with all of them, there should have never been a female competing in that pool. Not from Penn, not from the other team. Unless females in this country unite, step up, and stop allowing this to happen, they're going to stay in your bathrooms. They're going to stay in your prisons. They're going to stay in your sports. They're going to stay everywhere. Your female-only spaces are gone. There's a story we've I talked about it on my TV show. We've only brought it up briefly in here. It's actually, if I remember right, it's one of our listeners' daughters. She's in a sorority in Wyoming, blood red Wyoming. And it's one of our listeners' daughters, isn't it, Chris? I thought so. Well, now this story's gotten national news. A dude moved in there. A dude pretending to be trans, still has all the equipment God gave him. He sits around staring at them, putting up very creepy posts on social media. These poor young ladies just trying to go to college, trying to get an education, trying to enjoy their sisters in a sorority. They have to be filmed and photographed apparently by this guy all the time. He's always, catch him taking pictures of him. And I wish to God we still had a society full of men with balls that would have put a stop to this stuff a long time ago. I swear, Chris, I didn't do the men with balls thing on purpose, but now that I said that, that really ended up working out well. Dang it. Anyway, I wish we had a society run by men with strong men who would stop this. I wish we did. We don't anymore. So, ladies of the Wyoming sorority, either you unite and leave together until that person's gone, or your sorority's gone. This year it's one tranny, next year it's two. 10 years from now, it'll be one girl surrounded by a bunch of dudes. It'd be like Kamala's political career. Your sports, your track meet, you got to organize a protest. You got to organize a boycott. It's time to stand up against the insanity. And again, it shouldn't be that way. You shouldn't have to rely on high school girls to try to keep dudes out of their sports. That shouldn't be a battle a high school freaking girl should have to fight. She should be popping pimples and listening to Ed Sheeran or whatever it is women do. But sadly, that's not where we are. We're in a nation now. We got to deal with the sandwich we've been given to eat, and it smells kind of poopy. I realize that. Nevertheless, that's where we are. What, Chris? I'm excited about my new soundbar, Chris. How excited am I? That's how excited I am. I'm so excited. My mind is gone. Did you hear Joe Biden talking to a bunch of Muslims about the Quran?
You know, the Quorum teaches that one of his highest signs.
The Quorum. I still can't get over the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Me and what's his face? We're pretty close.
And the cheer for Muslim. We cheer for Muslim athletes like Kareem Abdul.
All right. Enough. Now let's deal with the Navy. Apparently the Navy is choosing an alternative approach to recruiting because recruiting numbers are down, keep in mind. And they're going with a different strategy to recruit. We'll talk about that. Talk about Jill Biden, the real President Biden, Jill Biden, and pushing Joe Biden to run. Talk about how much do we participate in the system? We just talked about that a little bit. We're going to have to deal with that some more. All that and so much more still to come. We're even going to talk about your self-defense a little bit, like right now. As in, you have a society full of mentally ill lunatics around you right now, a society full of dudes who want to join your sorority. Do you think it's a good idea for that baby girl of yours to have a hero arrow on her at all times? I know one thing. If my daughter was in a Wyoming sorority, she wouldn't get up to use the bathroom without having a hero arrow on her. Get a hero gun or a hero arrow and keep it on you. Non-lethal. Pepper balls if you get the hero gel, pepper gel if you get the hero arrow. But this is non-lethal, so you don't need a concealed carry permit for it. The hero arrow even has this loud 120 decibel siren on it. These are not only award-winning products, they've already saved my listeners. I just love those. I love that. It blesses me to no end. The person you love, your mom, son, daughter, wife, husband, get them one. Hero2020.com code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. Now, it's time to focus on a fellow Spanish speaker.
Buenas tardes.
Jill Biden. In the news today, push Joe to run. Huh. Let's talk about that. Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And, of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.